This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
We have in the studio with us Jill Orr, who is a visual artist, who is here to talk about an exhibition that she has at Linden Art New Art Gallery. The exhibition is called The Promised Land Refigured. Welcome to the show, Jill.
Thank you. Thank you for this invite.
You're more than welcome. Now, before we talk about the actual exhibition and the works you've got at the moment, let's get a little bit of background on you. Now, how did you get started in the arts and what drew you into it all?
Well, I grew up in a tiny country town in the 1950s. So that was a pretty...
Yeah, no, you're not that old.
Oh, I am that old. And so that was a seriously repressive sort of time. And I looked around me, I thought, I'm not any of that. So with that sort of quiet discomfort, I went to art school.
Whereabouts?
In Melbourne, right. Actually Teachers College, which I was never destined to be, which is fine by me. But so I studied art and
Jill, back then it would have been quite different, I suppose, especially for a woman too, wouldn't it?
Well, I think it was the days of free education.
Right.
And there was a bond that they paid you to actually train as a teacher. So that meant that there were heaps of boys and girls arrive from the country because our parents knew that we were going to be okay.
Yeah.
That was in theory.
Right. Yeah, but of course you're at Teachers College. Hey, let's party.
Let's go for it. Exactly. So, but what I understood towards the end of my study was that actually I wasn't a straight visual artist. I'm actually a performance artist. So, and that came about through understanding, oh my God, this space is just incredible and you can change it very easily by dynamically moving or inserting something surreal or disrupting. So anyway, my performance career began from there, from the 1978. Actually, yeah, I've done quite a few performances on St Kilda Beach. All very by stealth, I must say. You know, these days you've got to get counsel from...
Of course you do, yeah.
But no, it was pretty free in those days. You just go, set it up, photograph it, away you go.
Yeah.
So,
are you a full-time artist?
Pretty much I am a full-time artist. So, I was seriously old when I got a permanent, ongoing 0.5 position at Federation University Art School. It's the Arts Academy. So that what I do there is supervise PhD and Masters Visual Arts.
Whoa.
And Performing Arts Folk.
Whoa.
It's lovely. I mean, there's some really marvellous, radical, actually research going on, but it's all through art. So that's pretty exciting. And then all the rest of the time is my own. Then I'm working on different commissions and...
Right. And you're getting people wanting you to do bits and pieces for them and,
Well, yeah.
And you're very established.
Basically. Basically, yes.
Well, so this exhibition, now you said it's performance art as well, but then you walk in there at times and you're not there.
That's right. Well, this one's called The Promised Land, and it's designed around a boat.
That's right.
That if you could imagine a little plywood, we used to make dinosaurs and things and slot them together?
Yep.
Well, this is a life-size boat that slots together.
Wow.
So it was originally shot in 2012, so it's a long time ago, but the concepts of, the asylum seekers, the Tampa and the Civex and basically refugees basically are known as numbers, not as actual people. So all of that is really underlying this show, this exhibition. I'm not one, so I've used the language of art and performance to symbolically kind of give the idea of people arriving and going through varying rituals, like they're carrying their luggage, there's blanket, there's a flag. I've also drawn on art history like the Delacroix red flag of Libertaire and, so that was the beginning. And then Vince Alessi, director of Linden, basically invited me to put in a proposal for the Photo 24 exhibition. And I thought, well, look, actually I will reinstate that but refigure it in a very different way. So it's given me the opportunity to not perform it myself, to let the work perform itself. And there's a couple of rooms that are very great to have experience to put them on anew.
Yeah.
Not anew, just fresh. They're brand new kind of installation. Yeah. So
now, did you know that that house, the Linden New Art, was people came off the boats and lived there?
I didn't.
Yeah, that was what it was for a long time.
Wow.
It was virtually the first port of call for people when they came into Melbourne off the boats, because the pier at St Kilda, yes, that's where the boats used to come from Europe.
Oh, that's amazing. I didn't know they went to the house, because I've got shots of them at – or of this performance at Station Pier,
yep,
and I forget the other one right now, but the two piers were the arrival piers.
Yep.
There's also...
Well, the St Kilda one was before.
Yeah.
Before the Station Pier.
Wow, I did not know that.
And yeah, they would. That was sort of like a boarding house for new immigrants to Australia.
Oh, that's all that is makes it even more rich and marvellous, really. How incredible.
Mm.
Yeah, so, wow. That's awesome. There's another shot on St Kilda Beach where, you know, the Tasman Ferry used to depart. Now it leaves from Geelong. So a lot of them, the sites are historic.
Yep.
And then there's another couple of images. So I traced, like, arrival from the sea, and then I've gone up into the river up around Ivanhoe, which is coincidentally where the
on the Yarra,
yeah, on the Yarra, Yarra. Yep. Yeah, where the Heidelberg School,
yep,
and the images there, it's the place that speaks even more so than the image I've created, I think, but it's the place they say, actually it is Heidelberg School. You can see it in the paintings.
Yep. So it's painting, it's not...
No, these are photographs.
Photographs, but when because you see you're the part of...
Yeah, when you see the photograph, which were taken by Christina Simons and performed by me, so I kind of set up situations, and if I'm clear, the camera can see it, meaning Christina can go click.
Yep.
So she clicks it into life. Yeah, amazing. So I work with a very small team, and in this instance, you know, getting up at 4, so we get dawn on St Kilda Beach, and we assemble the boat, and then we go and put it in different sites.
And you had to get clearance for all of this.
No, I did not.
You're a naughty girl. You breaking all the rules.
I am, actually, yeah.
But probably not now. But that's a bit exciting as well, you know, like sort of doing it at dawn and being a bit cheeky with it as well. Yeah.
Well, I think, I don't know, maybe it is being born when I was, and you know the if you wanted something done, you just do it. Whereas I must admit, the commission I'm working on for Melbourne City Council is loaded with permissions and care, and so.
And what's that? Or you can't say?
I can kind of say. It's called the underbelly. And I can.
Oh well, underbelly of the yeah, city, yeah.
Of a particular bridge.
Okay.
And so I don't know if you know the Jim Steins Bridge.
Yes.
It's a bike walk path.
Yep, yep.
That's the site I've chosen.
Okay.
So the rest I'll have to let unfold.
Right.
But anyway.
Okay, yeah.
But that's full of permissions.
Right. Oh, I could imagine Melbourne City and the amount of people are on the street all the time.
Absolutely,
yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So what does this mean to you, Jill, to have this opportunity to be at Linden?
Oh, it's very special because... this incredibly elegant colonial home has such spacious rooms.
That does. Yeah.
That has enabled me to place the work of the Promised Land. There is a quiet kind of gravitas about it. And then in one of the back rooms, I must admit, Vince and his team are extraordinary to work with. They've made beautiful plinths for this particular show. It's thanks to them, really. They're amazing. But, you know, there's different moods in each of the rooms. Yeah.
And so is it all prints? You know, like, is it all photographs, or is it the boat? Is the boat there?
The boat's there. The prints are there. There's a flag, which I won't speak about. You have to go and see it.
Well, I've seen it on the media release. I've seen it. Yeah.
And then there's a very dark, quiet room, which really is quite eerie, a bit like I'm a detention centre or a medical centre. So it's quite the mood changes.
Yep.
Yeah. So I think in terms of your first question, it's just an honour to be able to put work in that building because it's completely incongruous, and it just gives it the quiet stillness. Mm. And I think that's beautiful.
Mm. Okay. And it's on for a fair while.
Yeah, May.
Yeah, May the 19th is on till.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's it called again?
The Promised Land Refigured.
The Promised Land Refigured. Now, are you on social media?
I am.
But Instagram?
Look, no.
Come on.
I know it's embarrassing. I'm on Google. Go through Linden.
Right, okay.
And go through Photo 24 for this one.
Yeah. Now, how important is it? Because we've actually spoken to people from Photo 24. Mm. How important it is for you, somebody like yourself, to be part of? It's a major event, isn't it?
It is absolutely incredible. I feel blessed because I think I'm on the senior end of the scale.
Yeah.
But I tell you, there's some incredible emerging photographers, established photographers. Mm. I went and saw the opening of Rosalie Lang at Tolano. Oh, my God, that was fantastic. Anne Zakala, I've seen her work. There's a whole pile of out there Indigenous folk in Brunswick.
Mm.
I mean, and that's just a couple of them.
Yeah, and it's all over Melbourne, but then regional as well.
That's right. Nan Golden in the Art Gallery of Ballarat. I can't wait to see that.
Yeah, we actually chatted about that exhibition the other week.
Oh, yeah, and I hear, yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's pretty rich.
Mm.
And they've got, it's none of it's necessarily straight photographs, straight photography. It's kind of, I don't know, there's a conceptual layer, there's kind of how new ways people are working with it. So, yeah.
Well, photography's moved into a whole new realm, hasn't it? It's pushing the boundaries very, very heavily right now, which is exciting.
It is exciting. Yeah. So whether it's called photography or whether it's just sort of a file, and then that file can go anywhere across social media, even though I know, hey, I just can't get my head around it. I'm just too busy.
Yeah. I know the feeling or not, but I'm obsessed with social media. So,
I'm going to get a lesson next week when I've got more time.
All right. Good on you. Well, thank you so much for coming in today. And I live local and I can't believe I haven't been in to see the exhibition yet, but I'll get there.
You will get there.
Thank you so much. We'll be talking to Jill Orr about an exhibition called The Promised Land Refigured, which is on at the Linden New Art Gallery here in St Kilda until the 19th of May. You're listening to Joy 94.9, Sunday Arts Magazine.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.